Your duty there extended how long?
I was there till VJ Day. I had enough points to come home right after the war. But, well, two or three things. I remember seeing the plans for the landing in Japan, which would have been really murderous. Then our battalion was assigned to go to Japan to take over a Japanese airfield to clean it up for a U.S. Marine Air Corps to use as a base. So my commanding officer sent me up to Japan to make all the arrangements for the battalion. And I remember flying up with some high-priority orders from Iwo to Tokyo in what they called a C-54. A very impressive plane. Later on, I flew them a lot. They were the old DC-4s, but that was the first DC-4 that ever landed on Iwo Jima. I landed in Tokyo 2 weeks after the VJ there. Then I had to go down to the island of Kyushu, which is a southernmost island. Well, I had some good priority orders and got an interpreter and flew down. And I vividly remember walking into this Japanese encampment and airstrip down on the island of Kyushu with the interpreter marching up to the headquarters. Here we were, just the two of us, demanding to see the colonel and telling him that we have come over to tell you how to dispose of things for our battalion that's going to be moving here. And all these 1,500 Japanese troops standing around looking at us, and the two of us marching in as if we knew what the hell we were doing. On hindsight, it was amazing. Nobody gave us a bit of a problem.
So then how were you received?
We were received not with much love, but there were no threats or no overtures against us. Everything was very yes, sir, no, sir. They did just what we told them we wanted.
How confident were you feeling walking into that scene?
Not very confident. We wondered how it would go. I was told they'd know that the Japanese had accepted the surrender and it's not a problem. But when you're the only American there and 1,500 Japanese troops all staring at you, you wonder. One of the very interesting things, this base was about 20 miles from Nagasaki. So when we finally got there, we, of course, wanted to go over to Nagasaki and see what the bomb had done there. I commandeered a jeep and two or three other guys drove up there. Nagasaki is in a valley with hills about 2 miles apart. The entire city had been flattened or really burned down from the bomb. One building was standing. It was a five-story hospital made out of reinforced concrete. Of course, all the windows blown out, but being reinforced concrete, it had been built strongly enough so it did not collapse. But it was certainly all burned out, and that was the only building standing there. One of the anecdotal reactions there, we heard that atomic bombs were very dangerous, and you had to be very careful that you might get all kinds of problems from it. So we were tippy-toeing around there trying to avoid getting radiation.
Help us see that sea of nothing.
Just one tall building, the rest rubble.
And nothing live at all.
Mm-mm. It was very dramatic.
That's a picture you will have forever
yes.
to see that sight.
Mm-hmm. The point of the whole story is the difference between Bermuda and Iwo Jima in Japan was noticeable.
Yes. So then coming out of the military?
Well, I got back in December of 45. Remember, the war was over in August. At that time, after taking a leave, I went to work for my uncles, William's brothers.